Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Hello, everybody. This is Shannon, and I am so excited to be joined by my most beautiful friend, Lisa Hendrickson.
Hi, Shannon. Nice to be here. I'm happy to be here.
And I was so, when I conceived of doing this podcast, Lisa was one of the first people I thought of because she's somebody that, number one, I adore and love. And I'm not just saying that to fluff her. I really adore you. You are this incredible light and possibility in the world in a way that I see is so vital. And so when I conceived of doing this podcast, I was like, okay, I definitely want to do something with Lisa. And then when we saw each other recently at a class in Italy, I was like, are you doing classes on sex and lust yet? And you were like, no. But then you came around to it. So we're going to have a conversation today about such a either topic that you love or topic that you hate, and such a hot topic, which is like sex and lust.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see what it brings up when you just mention the word sex, right?
Right.
And as I describe in my class, you know, the class description, what is lust anyway, and all the misidentifications and all the stuff that we think that it is.
So, right. Yeah. Well, recently I heard my dad talk about how lust is the energy that makes bodies want to live.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And that was actually in Italy where this topic came up for me as well. So that's actually a big part of why this rings to me, because I see the gift that so many of us can be with waking up bodies. And what is it that we know about bodies and how to touch bodies, how to be with bodies, how to care for each other, how to, yeah, all of that. That's so different from what we've learned from this reality. So, yes.
So we're, okay, so let's start at like ground zero. So like somebody that's not, so where would you start with somebody in regards to this conversation about how sex and lust, especially the energy of lust, like can contribute to our lives, or do we even want it to contribute to our lives? Like, is it good? Is it bad? Mm-hmm. Like, where do we begin?
I think I would begin in twisting it into that it's not about copulation and, you know, body parts coming together. It's so easy to go there because that's what this reality would have it as, right?
Right.
So I would rather want to turn it into, to switch tracks, into the joy of being alive and the joy of having a body. And, you know, the gift, when you start to acknowledge that your body is actually a gift, it's not something that you should throw around and be unkind to and treat like shit every day. It's actually a gift. And when you start being that gift and walk through the world being that gift with your body, that's what's going to change everything, even your sex, if you're willing.
Right. So where would you start with people who definitely do not have body as a gift as their universe right now?
I would like, but this, I will probably have my hopes and bars run.
Hopes and dreams bars run.
It would be to go around to just touch people. Because what I know now from being in so many classes with Gary Douglas and Dane here, and also with you, Shannon, thank you very much, is that I can talk for me now. There's something that my body is willing to be because of my choice to explore that and my curiosity of wanting to know more about, you know, what my body can do and be as a gift for other people. So what I would love to do is to start just, if I had a class, which I'm gonna, I would like to go around just touching them, being that energy,
right,
and the invitation. And I will see if that will work or not. Maybe
right,
they will freak out because many people don't even want to be touched, you know? So
right. And yeah. So, I mean, it's so cool. I love what you said a few minutes ago about how it's about getting that the body's a gift and the energy of living with the body. And like everything that we're doing, like all of these conversations are definitely things that, I mean, I'll sort of speak for both of us, but I'll definitely speak for myself when I say, like, I didn't even really know what was possible in terms of like sensation with my body.
Yes.
Until I started getting more conscious. Like as a baby, I'm sure I was totally aware, totally receiving. I have to say I'm sure because I don't have the same sort of cognitive functioned then as I do now, but it's like, I really didn't enjoy my body until I had used enough access to like get rid of the megaton of judgment that I'd heaped on top of my body for so many years. And even still, I have to really be very aware of where I want to push energy away from my body so that I either won't be judged, or that I won't get harmed, or that I won't have to experience abuse.
Yes.
And so should we breach this sort of unfortunate topic of like how much goes on in this reality that's like against the generative energies of, I mean, it's interesting that we're getting to this, but I guess it's appropriate when we're talking about sex and lust, because it's like, how many of us really get to experience sort of like lust without judgment, without violence, without anger, and without all sorts of insanity attached to it, you know, just as a pure sexual energy that's generative. And that's something that I really love about you. And it's why I hope that people really seek out your facilitation and all the work that you're going to create for this in the world for people. Because when I came down just now, I went downstairs to get Lisa from the front door, because we're in Europe and I couldn't tell her, like, I didn't know which apartment for her to buzz because we're in an Airbnb. And so I went down to get her. And as soon as I opened the door and you were just standing on the sidewalk holding your coffee, it was like this wave of like light joy went through me. And you have brought that energy into my universe so much.
Thank you so much.
Just with your being.
Yeah.
And your kindness and your beauty and your generosity.
Wow.
And that's this gift that you're talking about. And to be honest, it's like, I don't see that as an abundant resource in the world. Like, you're this rare commodity, and consciousness is this rare commodity, and just the joy of embodiment is such a rare commodity.
Yes, it is. And thank you so much for all of those words. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm really starting to get that I actually am that gift. And the more I can acknowledge that I am that, I can be the invitation for more people to show up who are gifts like this, because there are so many people out there that could be that invitation to. And that's what I'm hoping for with these classes, to wake people up so that they can start walking on our beautiful earth, being that, so more people can actually start enjoying themselves and their bodies. And like you said, when we come in as babies, we're these beings, you know, we just want to play, have fun. Our bodies are, they want to be nurtured and touched. And for some reason, we learn that that's wrong. So how many around you when you were small, you know, the kid, did actually care for your body, you know, cuddle you, held you, stroke you, like you know, like all of us should have been done. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's like, how much of the, it's like, and this is, I think this is a interesting conversation, and it's also a slippery slope, because it's easy to, I think we need to be really cautious of like blaming our parents, but also acknowledging.
Yeah.
Like, you know, acknowledging like, yeah, okay, well, there was a lot of judgment around me when I was growing up, or this is how my mom felt about her body, or this is how this was my father's
yes.
points of view towards female bodies, and to recognize that that was part of my body's environment.
Yeah. And it's not to blame them at all. I know that they did the best they could with their...
Some of our parents did the best they could. Some of our parents definitely didn't do the best they could.
Yeah, I get that. So, yeah. I get how it's slippery, but still, you know, it's not so much about our parents. It's this whole reality, and they, our parents learned, and whoever started this shit about the insanity of not caring for our bodies and the invitation.
Should we run a process about not caring for our bodies?
Oh, yes.
Would you do us the honor?
Yes, of course. So everything that we've locked into our bodies that is not even ours from the start, can we now destroy that, create and return to center with consciousness attached? Right and wrong, good and bad, pon and pok, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And all the lies that you've been told or have picked up, you psychic, beautiful being, about who you be and what's possible for you and your body, can you destroy and create and return to center with consciousness attached, please?
Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pon and pok, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Thank you.
Cool.
So I want to go back to the first process where you said how much, you know, it's been locked into your body that isn't even yours.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by that?
I mean that we are so amazing in so many ways, and we have capacities to pick up things around us. It's not cognitive, it's energetical. And so many of us, I mean, where I grew up in Sweden, I didn't even know that I was energetically aware because no one talked to me about that.
Right.
So I was not even...
Right.
So what we do is that we, since it's so weird what's going on when we come in, we start to try to figure out what it is. And to be able to do that, sometimes we mimic and, you know, and pick up and try to be the way that we see people being around us just to make sense of it. But it doesn't really make sense. But if you do it enough, suddenly it starts to make sense. So how many of us have become something that we're actually not because of what we've picked up and locked into our bodies and also, you know, all twisted our beings into being that we're actually not. So what if now truly is the time for us to unlock that, all the lies, all the lies about that we've bought? Can we now destroy and create all of them with consciousness attached?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool.
Right, wrong, good, map, and book all night. Shows boys and girls.
So what would a world full of joyful bodies be like?
Yeah. It wouldn't be awesome.
It's interesting having these conversations because I mean, it's interesting starting this podcast because I've been facilitating, I would say I've been like really hardcore facilitating access for like 15 years where I'm like in classes constantly and really working on content in ways in which to deliver these, the life altering dynamic tools of access into any and every area of people's lives. And obviously in this podcast, like I'll be covering every area because that's what's so awesome about access is it gives us access to everything. And obviously in this conversation, we're dealing with, I mean, we can't talk about sex and lust without talking about bodies and everything that brings up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting sort of having this conversation because in my mind, I'm like, fuck, it's like this is like the snowflake a million miles above the tip of the iceberg of this massive area in people's lives.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so like what gems and what gold can we offer, can we give that will begin the process of unlocking the, like the ironclad walls of judgment and violence against bodies and judgments against bodies and avoidance of the joyful energies of sex and lust in bodies,
yes.
You know, that is so prevalent in so many of our lives.
Yes, because there is truly a different way with sex and bodies when you're choosing whatever that, and you know, and it's not from there's a better or right way. It's not that. So that's not where
so
we're
going
to.
So how did you find, could I ask you, so how did you, can I ask you some candid questions?
Yes. Bring it on.
What is your sexual reality?
What do you mean by sexual reality?
Well, so when we talk about sex and lust, because you're going to have these amazing classes coming up, and I hope you guys will put a link to Lisa's upcoming classes, to all the material that you have, so you can check her out. And by the way, she's an effing fox. And she's a brilliant, kind, incredible woman, which I think is just such a rare commodity. And I'm just so grateful to,
Thank you. Thank you.
So when we're talking about like sex and lust, it's like when, like, what is that? Like, what are you inviting people to?
So I think it's, for me, it's a constant exploration. And it's, as we talk about in Access a lot, it's about your choice, right? So I guess if you're listening to this now, you're curious about what else is possible on these topics. And that's a brilliant first step because it's up to you to actually choose to go somewhere else. If you didn't like, you know, whatever you've been through is not working, then there might be something else. And you know there's something else. And that what has been for me. It's been a constant question of, okay, what else is possible for me with my body and with my body together with another body as well.
Okay.
And there is a way of being, and it's energetical, and I'm hoping I'm able to describe it, but there is a kindness and a caring that we can be to each other in touching, and it's a communion. That's what it is. And to be that in copulation, there is some magic that gets created with that.
So can you tell us some stories, or a story, or do you have like something where you had like, what was this like, a pivotal experience for you when you discovered a lot more of what was for you?
Yeah, it's so funny because after a couple of years with Access and starting to actually, and that's a vital key. For me, it started with me actually starting to like my body. So it's not about searching for something outside of you, or that there's a perfect man or woman that's going to come and, you know, save you and make you. No.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all that.
Yeah, everything that is. No, it's actually about, for me, it was me starting to like my body, stop judging it and, you know, being with it. Learning to be with myself as well, with sex, you know.
Right.
Masturbating, touching myself, you know, saying hi to me every morning. And,
right.
But it was funny because it was very obvious that I wanted a different way with bodies when I met a man a couple of years ago. Mm. And it was this, oh, wow, you know, when you meet someone that you really think you're going to enjoy being with.
Yeah.
And we ended up in bed and it was terrible.
Right.
Because he was trying to do his thing like a man, you know, should do, like being the man, like boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Being, yeah, like, I don't know if I'm good at describing that, but the sort of harshness and a bit, I'm going to, you know, teach you like, you or whatever. So he was being one energy and I was being something else. And we were just like,
it wasn't working.
It wasn't working. And he actually said that, what the fuck is going on? And he, you know, he thought, because he was so right in his, you know, whatever was in his world of who he was and what he was doing. And I was like, so it was so funny because everyone who saw us, that guy who was a beautiful being, they think that, oh, you must have the greatest sex. But it was terrible for such a long time. And then we...
Oh, you stuck with it.
Yeah.
Just try it once. You stuck with it. That is perseverance.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing, because we think that everything is supposed to be perfect. Suddenly.
And if I just try again, maybe this time.
Yeah, so, and that could work. I mean, because if you're willing and you keep going and you meet someone as well who is actually willing to go to
explore and discover,
then you can explore together. But it's funny how it was terrible. And then we actually got around to like, oh, what if we do this? And what if we change this? And it's
so also, how did you guys get around to what if we do this? And so where did it end up going? Did you guys get to...
I think it was us, both of us being pretty blunt with what the fuck is going on. This is not working. And it's so funny how he tells me every time we went to bed, he was like, I'm not going to do this one more time. This is awful. And I was also like, what the fuck is this? But I was aware that there should be a different possibility.
Okay.
Somehow.
Okay.
So I was following my awareness, like teacher, you know, the basics of... what we do. So, and now it's different, but it's still, for me, it's like, so what else is there? And now we have sometimes the communion, which is energetical and beautiful without making it. And it's so difficult to not make it into significance now, but, and sometimes it's just, you know, the hardcore banging, because that could be cool too.
So what are some of the ways, what are some of the things that you did with him that did transform and make a different kind of energetic pleasure available for both of you guys?
Yeah, I think it's my choice and also his to be willing to go somewhere else, to know that there is a different possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do this. So all of the decisions, conclusions that all of you guys have come to about what good sex should be.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Will you guys destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, and bad, all nine pod, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond.
And that's the cool thing. So I'm not, because it's important for me to not, like, I'm coming now telling you that there's a different, better way. That's not it.
Yeah.
I just want to invite you to know what's true for you and what works and how so many people abuse themselves with...
Oh, definitely.
Know,
wow,
with what we've learned. And we're also, many of us are these kind beings who want to please and pleasure, and you know, we would rather do something against us than actually standing up for us saying, no, that's not going to work for me. Can we please do it this way, or what can we change here? So everything that you've all done to not honor yourself with sex and with your body, can you just try and create all of that?
Awesome.
Right now I'm going to map on poco and I short course.
Awesome. Wait, you mean sex can be honoring?
Yes.
That's weird. What does that mean? What does that look like? You know?
Yeah. Honoring. And also, what if we could get, as Gary and Dane says sometimes, like, what if it could be like playing, you know?
This is a really amazing distinction, actually. Let's go here, because this is... I'm sort of like cutting you off and then I'm going to repeat what you said.
That's cool.
You know, it's like what you said, like Gary and Dane said, that what if sex and copulation could be like playing? It's like one of the things that I love that Gary really presents about sex is like to make it less significant. Mm-hmm. Like how many of us totally kill the vibe and kill the mood because we're like, I'm going to get married to you forever. And this is going to be the exact right one person that's going to save my entire life. And then I'm going to trap and they're going to trap me and we'll live happily ever after. Not really, but I'm going to pretend everything really, you make the sex about significant. And then it's like, what if we made a soccer game that significant? Or we made when we play, you know, when we play Frisbee, what if we made it that significant? Would it still be as fun of a game?
Yeah.
And what if copulation and really enjoying the body?
Exactly.
Was just this fun game that we have available to us every day. Are you playing it?
Yeah. And also, who are you choosing to play with, right? Because we have these questions that you could actually ask before you go to bed with someone.
So what are some of those questions?
Will it be fun? Will this person be kind to me? Will I be happier afterwards? And so on. So, because what many of us do is, again, we've learned, you know, who we are attracted to and all of that. And we go automatically to that person instead of asking our bodies these questions of if it would actually be nurturing.
Yeah, but how do we learn? Like you said, we've learned who we're attracted to. It's interesting you say that, because it's like something that Gary talks about is that attraction will always lead to contraction.
Yes.
So when we feel attracted to somebody, or we say we're attracted to somebody, that will so oftentimes, like if you guys listening right now, like how many times have you gone for somebody who you were attracted to, and did that lead to greater expansion of your life, or did it lead to a contraction of your life?
Yeah, definitely.
And so I love what you're talking about, which is instead of going for the impulse of attraction, to actually ask a question.
Yes.
Okay, body, since you're the one that's going to be sexy timing.
Exactly.
Like, what is it you know about this? And where can those questions of the body lead?
Yes.
And so what a totally different way to approach sex,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly, yeah.
So do you find that it's easy? So I'm interested in your take. Like, what do you say? Do you find that it's easy as a female to talk about sex?
No.
Unless without bringing in the aspect of relationship?
Ooh, I would say no. I don't actually think that that's... I would actually like to not talk about relationship. I mean, I could
cool.
as well.
Cool.
Whatever people want to go to. Because it's such a big part. And it's, you know, and so many people are choosing relationship. And sex could be a big part of that as well. So, but it's not necessary, you know. So
to leave people with some treats, with some tools. So, what gift would you like to give people? Those that are exploring and would like to discover greater joy with sex and lust in their bodies and what's possible with that.
So it's totally up to you. Like we said, where would you like to go with this? And if it sounds intriguing, maybe you would like to come just to, you know, get in touch with your body to have some tools to actually, you know, start liking you and stop judging you and all of that. If you could just have that with you from this, that would be such a big gift. And then if you are willing, we can go anywhere with, you know, even techniques and you know, stuff that you know that I know of what is possible with sex. And also, like, I so want to mention again what you said about what Gary said about lust, how it is the capacity and ability to
the energy
wake
that
people.
Makes a body want to live.
Yeah, wake people up, because that is actually my target. I would so love to... for more of us to actually start enjoying being here. Have you seen this beautiful planet, right? and the orgasmic living that animals have, and, you know, the trees and all of that. What if we are more like that? And what if we twisted stuff into sex and, you know, harshness and judgments and insanity when we're actually something totally different? And what if it's time now for those of you who are willing to have that, more of that energy in your life than in your body every day, right?
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. So is there a tool or a process you can give them to play with their bodies to finish?
Yeah, I would say if you could just, when you wake up in the morning, put a hand somewhere on your body, and just before you pick up your phone and start, you know, taking care of everyone else in your life, if you could just take that time for yourself and say hi to your body, tell it that you're grateful for it, for walking you through life, you know, and ask it what it knows about what's possible for you. And how much fun can you have every day? So just do that. And one more thing is, when you then walk, you know, go out of your bed and look at yourself in the mirror, if you could start looking at what's beautiful and brilliant about you instead of what's missing and what's wrong. Yeah.
I'm going to do that one.
Yes. Good. Me too. Doing it every day. And it's a constant muscle. Like, you know, this consciousness thing. And it's like going to the gym. You have to practice and, you know, do it. Be, what's scary? The tenacity.
Right.
Keep doing it. And, you know, and don't judge yourself when you forget. Don't judge yourself when it feels like you hate yourself and everyone. Just choose again, you know?
Yeah, that's a really interesting distinction, to look in the mirror and to see what's actually beautiful or brilliant.
Yes.
Or what the qualities are that you can admire and enjoy rather than all the stuff you don't like. So thank you so much for this amazing contribution. So where can people find you online if they want to explore more of what you're doing?
I have a website. It's lisahendrickson.com.
Cool.
And of course, all of my classes will be at the Access Consciousness website as well.
Yeah, so they can go to Access Consciousness. Do you have Access Consciousness / Lisa Hendrickson?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So you guys, if you want to see more of what Lisa's doing and get more involved in these classes, and Lisa was telling me before we started this recording, which I love, that she said that I wouldn't really be on the path doing this class on sex and lust if I hadn't have been like encouraging to you. Because it's something I really see as a gift that you have, that it's a really unique gift that is such a contribution and treasure in the world, because it's such a rare resource and commodity.
Yeah. And thank you, because you are that gift. I mean, the inspiration that you be to me, that's what we can be to each other. So that's our invitation, right? To all of you listening now, what invitation and gift are you that you can acknowledge about yourself today so that more people can start it, you know?
And thank you for the gem of your body and your beautiful being.
Thank you.
And thanks you guys for listening. And we will have Lisa back for sure for hopefully some more in-depth conversations,
yes.
You know?
Let's talk about sex.
Totally, totally, yes. So thanks, guys. See you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.